Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
That's right. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Kitty Spock is our guest. She's our happiness expert. From Canada, she joins us, and she's the author of Tipping Point to Happiness, co-authored that one, and also her book, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required. She helps us understand the difference between happiness and the other thing. And today we're talking about control and how control is can be a good thing until it's not. And we're talking about the way we seek control. We control is a lever, isn't it, Keita? Control is a lever that we use and you mentioned the word wisdom, and I think you're right about that, because so much of what I know now and have known really for quite a while, I didn't know in my 20s and 30s. It took me 20 plus years to realize that even though I had the ability, and this is really, it was a really aha moment for me, Keita, I determined that I had the ability to make things happen that nobody else could make happen. I could really persevere and be whatever it took to make things happen, and other people would say, wow, nobody's ever made that happen before. And guess what? Then I learned that some things that I made happen were not meant to be. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the wisdom to know when to stop.
Yeah, it's interesting that...
That control enthusiasm, yeah, that I talked about. I was into the conquest, not the result. And I had to, and in my 40s, I learned that.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes one can, and here's an interesting a way of looking at this. If you are really determined to accomplish a goal, and you're putting every ounce of energy and strength into it, and you find that there is fluidity, Jim, that you are what is called in flow,
mm-hmm,
that somehow you can be completely engaged in this moment and time stands still, and there is a lack of resistance, and somehow the doors are opening, and you, when you call someone to talk to them about it, they're on that phone. There seems to be an ease with which you are pursuing your goal. And I would venture to say that when you are hitting a series of very heavy-duty roadblocks, continual hurdles, everything seems to be not working out. Of course, this happens sometimes in life. Mm-hmm. But if this is going on continuously to the point where you are not yourself, because you're either so frustrated, you're so angry, or you're so disillusioned, then it really is time to step back and take a look and see, is this goal the right one?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the timing of this goal, as you've just mentioned,
mm-hmm,
the way it should be?
I have one of my mentors used to tell me, check your position. He would just say that, check your position. See what's going on around you. I use the infantry example. In the infantry, they teach you about how to determine where and how you're, and how much you're receiving effective fire from the enemy. And so if you've got effective fire in your life coming from all quadrants, then there's probably something wrong with you. But if you've got effective fire coming from only one quadrant, then maybe, and the other three are okay, then maybe that's not so much you. That's one of the ways whenever I do something that doesn't work out, I say, okay, does that manifest with my family, with my friends too? And if it does, then I say, okay, well, then it must be something I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, and sometimes it's
it hurts.
Kind of a little.
Sometimes
yeah,
it hurts.
It does. especially if there's been a lot of time invested, And I know all of us have been through this where you have this massive, great idea, and it is probably a good idea. But for whatever reasons, the timing or the, as you say, the quadrant setup, the positioning is somehow not there yet, Jim.
I think
our recognition, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up.
And that's probably where our wisdom comes in, where we can actually see that and retreat.
Well, I think I thought of something a long time ago. We often respond to things with our head, with our heart, and with our gut. And I think when you live long enough, you get the wisdom to know which one to listen to at which time. And
yeah.
And I think that that this control thing is really a problem for a lot of entrepreneurs. Because if we weren't control freaks, if we weren't control enthusiasts, Pete Keener, we would never get it off the ground. We would never do things that nobody else could do.
Exactly. That we are made. We're built this way. We're
That's
built
right.
to be little diggers. The question here is, when control becomes, you want to control your exterior sometimes
mm-hmm.
because your interior is a little scattered. That's something to take a look
right.
at, too. Sometimes
it's
what we feel inside that's causing that over-control.
Yeah, I like that. Well said. Keita, I need your website, please.
Yeah, KeitaSzpak.com, K-I-T-A-S-Z-P as in Peter, A-K.com.
All right. Hey, Keita, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Not so long this time.
Keita Szpak, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd like it when Keita joined us, and so we have. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.